Hi, it's Precious Pioneer. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to my blog audio experience. Enjoy. If I had a dream, I'd dream this dream. If you got a dream, don't sleep on it. If you got a dream, don't sleep. If you got a dream, don't sleep on it. If you got a dream, don't sleep. Do it. Do it. You can do it. By Andy Mineo. If I had a dream, I'd dream this dream. A period to live unapologetically, not a doubt, a care, a fear in the world. Just jumps and leaps into one thing, into another. I think that I'd wear what I wanted. It probably doesn't matter as much now, or at least should hold as much weight as it should. But the escape of perception and freedom of authenticity, that'd be nice. I think somewhere my dream would cross paths with the common question of who you'd invite to sit at your table. I'd love to talk to some of the people of the past, absorbing their wisdom like a sponge. I'd love the security of knowledge, though it's simply a fallacy, a perpetuating cycle of knowing more while simultaneously knowing nothing at all. I feel like most people would love to fly in their dreams. Not me. I'm afraid of heights. But maybe I'd just jump off a few cliffs to build the courage to test my boundaries. It's my dream after all. We could go literal and dream for things like world peace, but as I grow older, I learn that there's a sticky web of systematic problems that clog the flow of resources and opportunities, and peace won't solve the underlying issues of colonialist ideologies of white supremacy that tarnish the world. But that's another story for another day. If I had a dream, I dream of opportunities that change people's heart posture, to normalize things that actually hold value in a materialistic world, where there wouldn't be a space where greed would reign, where basic resources weren't fought over, where people valued kindness and community over the constant need to feel right in a life that ends in the unknown. I suppose we'd have to address fear to solve that. Ironically, people wouldn't be so fearful of fear, where hate couldn't develop and fester. I dream of a different society that looked at our home as a place to sustain and maintain for others, not as a means that solely benefits us. Maybe it's simply a dream, but normalizing giving. A beautiful dream where people normalize communicating trials and adversities that they were going through or facing, so we could feel a little less alone. I don't think we were ever meant to go through this life alone. Maybe my dream would be filled with any ice cream flavor I could imagine. I love ice cream more than most things. Though God would probably be dragging me through this ironic nightmare because my indecisiveness would give me a heart attack before the amount of ice cream I consumed ever could. If we're getting creative, I think it'd be cool to have synesthesia. To be able to see sounds through colors. Maybe the power to be invisible on command or have one of those special cloaks like in Harry Potter. But if I had a dream, I'd dream this dream. And maybe a few others. What about you?